214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more, and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
And happy Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Help.
I mean, now that it's an official holiday.
Yeah. A lot of people have it off today.
You have no excuse.
How'd you celebrate?
I just did. Just said happy Juneteenth. What about you?
I played Cedar Crest and celebrated at one of my...
I don't know how that celebrates it.
I think we celebrate through golf.
Okay. All right.
Gave out some fist bumps, some Juneteenth fist bumps.
Nothing says the end of slavery like golf.
I would say, if I may, the most diverse golf course in the city celebrates Juneteenth a little different. In the shadow of the Charlie Sifford statue.
He dug himself out of a hole.
No,
in an awkward way.
Purposely played Cedar Crest.
Not a chance.
Yeah, no,
not a chance.
I doubt it.
Purposely.
That's where they had the best senior discount today.
No, I got charged like a normie.
So yesterday, speaking of office and shutdown, ours is shut down today. But yesterday we got an email from the big man, the boss, and Ham and Jay King immediately saw an opportunity to pounce because basically he said, our boss said, you guys need to start responding to emails in time. Like, do it when you see it, respond to the email because business could be lost or whatever. And so,
it was to the entire Dallas office, not just to programming. So it was just about timely communication.
But
to
what
make
would
sure
you
that
say
we crush deals.
It's your normal time to return an email in your work email.
What's quicker than immediately?
I think there was a lot of question on whether you knew how to log on to your account at all.
There have been years that I've been locked out, but now I'm a better employee. I just want to let you know that.
Okay.
And I promise to be a better employee moving forward. There.
Thank you.
So, please respond to the emails. And then Ham responds with, like, done. And then Jay King says, absolutely. And then somebody that works in our office says, stop replying all. Because it's just like, ding, 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 ding on the computers. So I responded to her saying, are you saying not to respond all to you or to Dan? And then, the comedy ensued after that.
Oh, hilarity.
Yes, hilarity ensued. So some people reached out on inner office pranks, and one of them was this guy.
Hey, Hardline, P1 Allen here. Heard your brief segment on office pranks, and I have one that stands out. I had a job working for a commercial furniture company during summers in college, and we had a coworker who he was the owner's son. He was not our manager, but he thought he was, or at least he acted as much. He was basically a real ass to all of us, just general. So I took it upon myself and my love for the office to prank him. He had a very high-end office chair with all kinds of settings that he had just so every single day, and it would drive him insane any time one of those settings got off. And so for a week or so, I would just get there early before him, because of course he's not showing up early, and mess with the settings just to hear him go psycho in the morning every time he would sit down and realize it was messed up. Finally, after one day when he was particularly rude to the rest of us, I got there even more early, completely disassembled his chair, put the hardware in Jell-O, and set it out for him with the intention of him having to put it back together. Now, I went one step further, and this is where I think you might need to give me some guidance to see if I was being went too far here. I got there, and I was like, you know what? Let's go a step further. We had a warehouse, so I took the large parts, wrapped them all up in a box, and put them somewhere in the warehouse for him to find. Unbeknownst to me, he got there, was mad that the hardware was in Jell-O, threw all of it away into a dumpster, and then when he realized the rest of the chair was somewhere else, Well, it was garbage day, and the dump truck came and took the hardware away. So his very expensive chair, which may or may not have actually been company property, was now completely disassembled and broken. So that's my story. I think it went well. Love you guys. Queef.
Okay, that's well done. Although, do you get in trouble? Like, again, we were asking what kind of environment most offices are. Can you get in trouble for disassembling your
yes.
boss's chair and putting it in Jell-O and throwing it away?
When does a prank become a felony, Dave?
Right. When does it guarantee your walking papers?
I do like including Jell-O, though, in just about any prank, if you can.
No, I do, too.
What?
Was that episode one of both offices?
I don't think the American office did.
Oh, they did.
The stapler and Jell-O, did they?
They definitely did. Didn't they?
Yeah, it was the first episode.
Yeah, first episode. So it was the first episode of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forget which sports story is it where they filled one of the players' cars with popcorn all the way to the very top. And he wasn't happy, you know, because of leather seats and popcorn and all, but... But it does seem like that was a pretty good one, where you get out there and open your door, and
it comes pouring out.
Truckload of popcorn comes pouring.
You know,
out.
Diddy had a funny joke where he put a Molotov cocktail in someone's car.
Yeah, Dave, that was a revenge move for hitting on his girlfriend.
Oh.
I believe. Yeah, it wasn't an in-office prank.
Well, they were both in music. I thought it was like an office prank thing.
Well, I hope everybody has a lighthearted boss, but I have a feeling that most people do not, and they can't get away with crap like that.
We have a great boss.
No, I know. We do.
Yesterday,
he loves pranks.
Yesterday, Dan Bennett was offering to run down and let Mike Elko in the building.
Right.
Because DJ sent an email like, who can let Mike Elko borrow their key card, or can we let the guy at the security booth no to let them in? And Dan was like, I got it, I'll take care of it.
The only time I've seen Dan
Bennett down there in a full football uniform too.
The only time I've seen Dan Bennett really upset is when there was some sort of high level meeting and we sent Psycho Dave, our old board op, down to the meeting in a diaper.
Yeah, that might have been too far.
And it didn't go over as well as I had hoped.
Yeah, there were probably some corporate suits from out of town at that meeting.
Right. But Dan, he was great whenever I went in there. I was like, hey, you got a second? He's like, yeah, come on in. And I start telling him of some issue that I had, which was totally fake, because I just wanted him to look at my shirt. And it was the shirt that we got in San Francisco that was F-U-U-F-N-F, all spelled out. And, you know, it took him 20 seconds before he's like, get the hell out of here, you know. And then within like a year, I went back in there. And it was a mouse, but the mouse had a wiener the size of the front of the shirt. And it was the same. He's like, okay, all right, get out of here. So, you know, bits. Bits are fun.
Bits are fun.
Who rigged Norm's chair with the air horn?
The Musers did that.
That's my favorite.
I believe.
When he threw it against the wall.
Like every time he sat down, the air horn went off.
Yeah.
Every time he adjusted his position in the chair.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's one of the all-timers. And then we rigged the Musers, all of their chairs, one morning with stink bombs. And so when they sat down, four of them crushed underneath the wheels. And then the smell was overwhelming. Like, it was so, so bad. Again, that was me.
Yeah.
And we're sorry to those Musers.
We've all grown a lot.
Yes, we're really sorry.